This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Joel Osteen Daily Podcast.
God's plans for you are for good.
Be inspired.
Get ready. God is about to exceed your expectations.
Joel Osteen Daily Podcast.
You are coming out of that dry place into more than enough.
Daily encouragement right when you need it.
There are opportunities in your future bigger than you can imagine.
Listen to the Joel Osteen Daily Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. We are going to discuss entertainment, things that are important to you culturally and why the communists go after them. They are still trying to destroy our food supply. Our cities are rotting so much now. People aren't visiting them. All that emails, so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. So I'm going to play something for you. This is a Girl Scout mom. Girl Scouts. You know what Girl Scouts are. Even if you have never been involved in Girl Scouts, and obviously I haven't, and I don't have daughters, so I've just never been involved in that way. You know what it is, or at least what it was. Young girls teaching the values. Incredible values. Good values. Good things. A way to help form young women into being better, just like Boy Scouts, you know, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, teaching young men things, teaching them about the value of honor, honesty, and hard work, and valuable things, incredibly valuable. Very good for America's children. Listen to this woman and what happened to her.
We saw kind of a change in our own town where they would have town events at a church that actually displayed pride flags, progressive pride flags. They had a trans identifying 13-year-old come and do a event there promising music, ice cream, pizza. And I couldn't even bring my troop to these town events because it was completely inappropriate for children to see. They shouldn't be around anything sexual. I called them out on it this past June. They said, you know, all the troops are going to be doing this LGB, you know, however many letters are in that, and encouraging that all of the town troops would be doing it, saying, yes, Park Ridge, you know, encourages this. And I shared it because a lot of parents were quite upset. They said, you know, one parent said, my husband wants me to pull my daughter out of Girl Scout.
Why did they do that? I brought up the NFL. Remember, entertainment matters. Doesn't matter that you may not be into it. I don't watch the NFL anymore, so I'm not saying you have to be into it. Maybe you're into NFL, maybe NFL football, maybe you're not into NFL football. But back when I did watch the NFL, I know this. It would be something like 9 out of 10 of the most watched things on TV every year were NFL games. It's enormous in the United States of America. People watch it. People love it. Maybe you don't, maybe you do, but people love it. And the Minnesota Vikings rolled out the most flamboyantly gay man you've ever seen in your entire life to act like he's a woman with the cheerleading squad. I'm not talking about a normal male cheerleader. Those are as old as time immemorial, where you have some gigantic dudes out there to toss those little cheerleaders up in the air. You know what I'm talking about. High schools have those. Colleges have those. I'm not talking about that. Those dudes are dudes. Like dudes. This is not that. It looks like Lindsey Graham at 20 walking out there on the football field. Why do they do that? Why do they do that to the Girl Scouts? Why do they do that to the NFL? Well, don't ever think that it's accidental. that they go after the things that mean something to you, that mean something to your family, mean something to your children. Sports. Not a huge sports guy anymore, I admit it. They turn me off with all this stuff, but it is important. It is. It's important in that it brings society together, all societies. You come together. You root for your team against their team. You wear your jersey. It's a way for people to interact, to unify, to come together. When you have something as large and powerful where that many people come together as the NFL, the communists would never let that go without infiltrating it. So they work their way through your organization like a virus, and soon they're in the NFL demanding you put end racism in the end zone and rolling out a queer cheerleader. What? Why do that to the Girl Scouts? It's just Girl Scouts. Can't we just teach them, you know, sewing and hard work? And can't we go to an old folks home and spend some time? You know, all the wonderful things that Girl Scouts have done. Can't we just go sell some cookies and, you know, learn how to talk to people and sweat and go knock on the doors? And can't we just do that? Well, the communist is never going to allow that. He's never going to allow that because it's good. Because it is good. That's why they go after your kids. That's why they go after entertainment in all of its forms, from Hollywood to NFL to anything else. It's not as if they're busy conquering everything and they happen to trip and fall into the thing that matters to you. They went after it because it matters to you. Because it matters to you. We are facing a religion of conquest. They are not Democrats. They're not liberals. They're not lefties. That if you think about them in political terms like that, you'll always find yourself asking, why? I don't understand why this. I don't understand why. It's just football. Why did you have to have a flamboyantly gay cheerleader? Why did you have to put a tranny on the Carolina Panthers cheerleading staff? Why did you have to send the Girl Scouts to a church where there's a 13-year-old tranny? Why? Because it matters to you. Because it's important for our society. It's important to you, and so they will take it away from you if you let them. And now we're at a place where we are going to have to be more aggressive than we would have had to be beforehand. You know, like they say in so many things, bugs, we'll talk about it when it comes to bugs. You know the easiest way to take care of that termite infestation? Stop them from getting in to begin with. Prevention is the easiest way. But if you didn't, if you were negligent, if you ignored it, and now they're in, well, now it's going to involve painful things to get them out. Maybe you made this decision, maybe you didn't. Maybe you were part of this, maybe you weren't, but none of that matters. We kept allowing the slow, steady encroachment of this filth in every part of our society because we were never brave enough to say no. We allowed their use of shame. We allowed their use of our values against us. Are you sure Jesus would want you to be mean? We allowed that to keep us quiet. We allowed our, hey, live and let live mentality. We allowed that to back us off, and we didn't say no. We could have stopped everything you see now if we had simply engaged and said, nope, no chance. The very first time the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, Eagle Scouts tried to LGBTQ up something, the very first time should have been met with mass mobilization, mass protests, mass outrage to such a vicious level that they said, okay, this is clearly someplace we can't go. Let's back off and move someplace else. The first time it happened, but that didn't happen, did it? It was, oh, that sucks. Well, okay. Well, no big deal. Well, I don't want to be mean. I certainly don't want to be mean. I mean, they said that Jesus wouldn't want me to be mean. Of course. Because we couldn't say no, now we are going to have to take extra steps, because it's infested everything, absolutely everything. Just listen to this again. Listen to this disgustingness.
We saw kind of a change in our own town where they would have town events at a church that actually displayed pride flags, progressive pride flags. They had a trans identifying 13-year-old come and do a event there promising music, ice cream, pizza. And I couldn't even bring my troop to these town events because it was completely inappropriate for children to see. They shouldn't be around anything sexual. I called them out on it this past June. They said, you know, all the troops are going to be doing this LGB, you know, however many letters are in that, and encouraging that all of the town troops would be doing it, saying, yes, Park Ridge, you know, encourages this. And I shared it because a lot of parents were quite upset. They said, you know, one parent said, my husband wants me to pull my daughter out of Girl Scouts.
They will find whatever is precious to you, and they will infest it. I could play it again, but we've played it so many times before, I don't need to. Remember that Disney movie producer, LaToya Ravenow, where we got the behind-the-scenes footage? She didn't go make movies for just regular Hollywood or, you know, the gay section of Amazon. She went to Disney and announced on camera, I'm cramming queerness into every bit I possibly can. Because it matters to you. Because it's important. That's why. Protecting your retirement is important, too. Very, very important. You see the 80% tariffs on India? This is in an effort to get India to stop buying Russia's gas. India has 1 billion people. I don't know what's coming for the markets. But if this whole trade war merges with the Russia-Ukrainian war, which it looks like it already is, it's going to be a weapon Trump is going to use to get people to the negotiating table, that may spell trouble for the money you've been saving your whole life. What have you done to protect it? And let me ask you, do you have any physical gold or silver in your hands? I don't mean a ton. I don't mean you need to fill up your garage with gold bars. Something? Something they can't destroy the value of? Please tell me you have something. Gold Co. will get you something. They'll get it in your retirement, and they will get it in your hands. I have trusted Gold Co. You can trust them. Free copy of their 2025 Gold and Silver Kit is available. 855-817-GOLD or jessielikesgold.com. Emails next.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, if you want to email us, you can jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to those in a second. Took the fam to a movie this weekend. I just have a couple quick points that I want to point out. I don't want to be old, cheap Jesse, but it costs $100 to take your family of four to the movies now if you're going to get snacks. Chris, am I crazy? Corey, it's $100. Chris said that's the low end. Well, we try not to go crazy. Someone gets a drink. You know, well, everyone, I should say, gets a drink. We don't make everyone share. It's a water, a Coke or something. Almost everyone gets a popcorn and a candy. So please don't think that we're showing up and living like kings, you know, getting the chicken strips or the hot dogs. It's popcorn, candy, and a drink, four tickets, $100. What? I'm going to do this thing. I'm sorry. When I was a kid, a matinee movie, that was a movie that was played during the day, the movie ticket was $4. I remember because, yeah, it was $4, Chris. $4 was a movie ticket. Movie theater food's always been expensive, but for 10 more, you're getting popcorn, a drink, and candy. $15, you go to the movie. It was over $100 to take a family of four to the movie. That's one. Two. Maybe this is my imagination, but is movie theater butter crappy now? Movie theater butter is one of my favorite things in the world. I am always overdoing it at the extra butter station, which they've largely taken away now because of people like me. I know it's my fault. But have my taste buds changed? Or is it no longer butter or something? It's like some weird chemical thing. The last three or four times I've had movie theater popcorn, I didn't eat it. So I went and dropped like $5 on a popcorn and didn't even eat the freaking thing. It was disgusting. Let's do some emails. Jesse, my mom, oh, this is a weird transition. Jesse, my mom passed during COVID from cancer, but I vividly remember being told how many people were allowed to attend the funeral, how many people couldn't even sit next to each other, and how everyone was afraid to come together even for a hug. She deserved better than what she got. And I'll never forgive the people who made us like that. Me too, man. Me too. And I'm sorry. And you're right. She deserved better than what she got. Jesse, what's up with this? I read your thread on X for, say, oh, he's talking about Bronco. What's up with my name being Bronco, my nickname being Bronco? I gave it to myself. And people say you can't nickname yourself. That's a total lie. Who knows you better than you? Who do you think named me Oracle? Me. Who do you think named me Jay Steele? Me. Sombrero Jesse? Me, me, me. Every single name, I came up with it because who knows me better than me? What's the deeper meaning? There's no deeper meaning. I stole it from Bronco Billy's Beef Jerky. I thought it was a good name. What, Chris? What? The fans gave me Jesse the vest. Chris, I'm pretty sure that was also me. I'm pretty sure that was also me where I was. It was winter and I was wearing my vest. I have one of those. Well, I had one of those puffy vests and it ended up getting ripped and now I don't have it anymore. But I had one of those puffy vests and I wore it and it was warm and I was so comfortable. And I just decided we were probably talking about the mom that day. I decided that's me. Jesse, what are you having for dinner? So that reminds me of this little controversy we have in the Kelly household. A long time ago, I don't remember how I got it, but it's not like it's some exclusive item. I'm pretty sure it was a gift. Someone gave me a Marine Corps recipe book. A Marine Corps recipe book, as if Marines have some kind of wonderful food knowledge. But either way, it's a Marine Corps recipe book. There are some gems in there. One of the gems in the recipe book is spaghetti bake. I don't want to act like it's way more than you think it is. It's exactly what you think. It's a big casserole dish with a bunch of ground beef and a bunch of cheese and spaghetti noodles and onions and a bunch of other stuff in there. And you throw it in the oven and you bake it and pull it out and it's cheesy, goopy, spaghetti bake stuff. Ob has been making this since she got her hands on the recipe book. She's been making it in the house. Finally, the boys get to this age where they don't really care for it anymore, which is really weird. So I have to go, shoot, I bet it's been more than 5 years since I've had spaghetti bake. Ob decides, hey, the boys are in sports right now. They're eating like tanks. It's a great way to fill people up with protein and food. Why don't I try spaghetti bake again? I'm a spaghetti bake freak, so I'm, yes, do it, do it, do it. She makes spaghetti bake last week, this huge casserole dish vat of spaghetti bake. It's just so delicious, I can't even put it into words. The boys both hated it, and I have no explanation why, especially my oldest eats everything. He eats everything, even eats vegetables. They eat everything. They hated it. What, Chris? Oh, their taste buds are young and unrefined? You have no idea, buddy. They don't even eat sauces. Not even with chicken strips or something like that. They're just straight up dry. Oh, it's more than unrefined. It's barbaric is what it is, the way they eat. But now that the boys rejected the spaghetti bake, I won't get it again until they leave the house because she's not going to make a whole vat of it for me. So what am I doing tonight? I'm reheating some friggin' spaghetti bake, and I'm savoring every I don't care if it's bad. I'm eating it anyway. I'm savoring every single morsel, because it's about to leave me forever. Let's talk about the rot of America's cities. But first, the World Economic Forum types are still trying to kill a billion people. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Joel Osteen Daily Podcast.
God's plans for you are for good.
Be inspired.
Get ready. God is about to exceed your expectations.
Joel Osteen Daily Podcast.
You are coming out of that dry place into more than enough.
Daily encouragement right when you need it.
There are opportunities in your future bigger than you can imagine.
Listen to the Joel Osteen Daily Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Let's go to the World Economic Forum types, shall we? These people, they sit on stage and they just prove over and over and over again that they really genuinely do see themselves as kings and queens. And these people, they will kill more people than anyone has ever killed in the history of mankind if their solutions are not stopped. Here they are.
The food and agriculture is today a major contributor to emissions. Mm-hmm. It also uses a lot of water for irrigation. How can we turn food production into something that can produce more food and decouple this from the negative effects and hurting nature?
You know what they're doing, right? First, these people, virtually all of them, they're invested in these lab-grown food companies. I'm sure you've heard of this, lab-grown meat and all that stuff, which nobody wants. Lab-grown butter, lab-grown this, lab-grown that. So they invest heavily in these companies where they tell you that, oh, you don't need to grow corn. You don't need to eat beef. I have some special ingredients. I'll make it in a lab. My company will. Oh, and of course, surprise, surprise, my company will be on the receiving end of gigantic government handouts to do these things while at the same time explaining to you that the way you eat, the way you water your crops is somehow damaging the planet. Just wanted to put the little reminder out there that the most evil people on Earth are still running many parts of Western society. And let me put this one out there too. This is from Tourism Economics. International visitors, well, our major cities are down. And it appears the further left your city is, the fewer international visitors your city's getting. Fewer tourism dollars, fewer this. Our cities who vote Democrat are dying. They're dying in front of our eyes. It's not just the homeless people dying on the streets. It's not just innocent people dying from the latest carjacking. The cities themselves are withering away because you keep voting for Democrats. Seattle down 26%, Portland down 18%, Detroit 17%, Louisville 16%, Cleveland 15%, Buffalo 14%. I'm not going to keep going down the list. Minneapolis 14%. Oh, I could go down the whole thing. Nashville, criminal that people aren't visiting Nashville. Salt Lake, gosh, Salt Lake was the cleanest, one of the great, clean, nice American cities. And now, instead of being on the right, they keep electing these scumbags to run that city, destroying the whole thing. Tucson used to live there. Yep, I can see it. Columbus, Charlotte, Indianapolis. If you vote Democrat, you are voting for your city to die, and the world knows it. How many times have I told you that our cities are what's on the billboard of our country? No matter where you're coming from, if you're thinking about visiting America, you're thinking about visiting Seattle or Salt Lake or LA or Miami or New York or Philly or Boston. That's where you're thinking about visiting. And then you look at the crime statistics and you ask yourself, is it worth spending the kind of money to go visit there so I can step over Hobo P? And they've decided no. they will move on. The cities have convinced themselves they can do this forever. There's always an end date. Hey, Jesse, I know there's a lot of tough questions to answer. I need to hit you with one of the toughest. You're a known queso dip expert. Nearly as important as the dip is the chip. What's the best dip to chip? It depends on my situation. Massa chips I've been introduced to, and I freaking adore Massa chips. They're, you've never heard of, I told you about Massa chips before, Chris, didn't I? I didn't bring any in because they're too expensive and I didn't want you to have any. They're the healthy chips, but hold, stop. This is me. They're healthy, freaking delicious. Even Luke, my youngest, who's the biggest junk food freak in the world, he'll raid the box whenever we get some and take them up to his room. That's how good they are. What, Chris? What? Will Ob have them? Yes. That's how good they are. That's how many. I know you think it's a point against it. Trust me, she'll have them. They're healthy enough for her to have them, tasty enough for me to have them with a real good crunch on them. Massa chips aren't always available. And yes, I realize they are expensive. A good old-fashioned Tostitos does a dip as well as anybody. And those ones that are the little cups, what are they called? Are they called cups, Chris? Are they called cups? You know, everyone knows what I'm talking about, though. The Tostitos that are the little cups, great for a little bowl of chip dip. It's wonderful. Jesse, the Democrat Party is resembling a bunch of losers scrambling to buy into a get-rich pyramid scheme that's about to collapse. They can't or won't see it coming. I'm here for the crash. Do you think it's going to happen? Well, there's an interesting thing happening. It's already starting to shape up in the Democrat primary. And that is this. Gavin Newsom, Governor of California, Gavin Newsom. I know he makes your skin crawl. Me too. But he is not only very clearly going to run, but he's spending money. Or someone is spending money on his behalf. You can see PR campaigns. You can see propaganda campaigns. There's an online propaganda effort to promote Gavin Newsom that's widespread right now, which means there's money behind it. It's not just organic. There's money behind it. So Gavin Newsom, you would think, is going to probably be the front runner, or at least one of the front runners, because he's going to raise a bunch of money. But remember that primaries are different than general elections. In order to earn the Democrat nomination, the path is different than becoming president. It just is. And a critically important part of that is the black vote. It is. Gavin Newsom, for some reason, I don't know why, Gavin Newsom is way behind with the black vote. Kamala Harris is number one right now with the black vote. Do you know who number two is? I'm not even kidding. As of right now, in a hypothetical poll, this is the number two.
I talk to black folk all the time as somebody that's a child of a preacher. Listen, most black people are not Republicans simply because we just is like, y'all racist. I can't hang out with the KKK and them. That's really what it is. But when we think about who we are as black people and we think about where we come from, most black people have very conservative values, right? But the reality is that, like, we just can't side with, like, the neo-Nazis and them. We're not dealing with y'all like that, right?
That's the number two choice behind Kamala Harris in the black community. Now, maybe you're sitting there being dismissive. That's not a big enough portion of the population. In a Democrat primary, it dang sure is, Jack. Do I need to remind you that Joe Biden was not in the lead in that primary? He was not in the lead at all. They were getting desperate, and they did two things to ensure he would be the nominee. They bribed everybody else out of the race, like the Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg, who miraculously ended up as Secretary of Transportation, of course, in charge of the trains. And they got Joe Biden the endorsement of James Clyburn. James Clyburn, he's just a piece of crap in the House of Representatives, but he is majorly powerful in the South Carolina black voting community. That endorsement drove those black votes into Joe Biden's camp. He goes from way behind to the nominee. It's not a small thing. What does Gavin Newsom do there? I don't know. When the Rear Admiral was down, he went and drank a 40 out of a paper bag. I'm not even kidding. It was hilarious. Anyway, one more segment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know, we've talked about this before. You know who's been so impressive is Marco Rubio. I don't know what happened in his life. Maybe just got older like the rest of us. But I've never been a big Rubio fan. He handles himself really well. He really handles himself well in front of these communists. He sat down with this Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation and put her in her place pretty well.
You know, there is concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming as backup tomorrow. Can you reassure them?
No, it isn't. That's not why they're coming as backup. That's not true. No, but that's not why that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're
well,
not coming.
February, in fact, they're coming here tomorrow in front of television cameras where President Zelensky.
Do you know how many meetings we've had since then?
Oh no, I know, and I was just up in Alaska watching the one with Vladimir Putin where a red carpet rolled
out. No, but
it was
Zelensky. We've had more meetings. We've had one meeting with Putin and like a dozen meetings with Zelensky. So, but that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're coming here tomorrow because we've been working with the Europeans. We talked to them last week. There were meetings in the UK over the previous weekend.
And they said President Trump was going to demand a ceasefire.
As early as Thursday. No. But you said that they're coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're not coming here tomorrow. Oh, this is such a stupid media narrative that they're coming here tomorrow because...
I enjoy that. Also, I promised you this earlier. This is David Brooks on PBS. Yes, he's a complete and utter moron, but I want you to listen to this. I appreciate him.
Let's do a little ethical experiment here. You're in World War I. The Germans use mustard gas on civilians, and it helps them. Do you then decide, okay, we're going to use mustard gas on civilians? What Trump ordered Abbott to do in Texas is mustard gas on our democracy. Some people would feel, okay, that was terrible. We have to fight back. It's horrible. It's horrible, but we're going to fight.
He made a war reference that wasn't World War II. And I didn't think anybody on the left was capable of that because every single thing, no matter what, is viewed as a World War II reference. Every enemy of the left is Hitler. The leader's always Hitler. The normal people are always Nazis. You are, of course, the good guy, and everything has to be some ridiculous Hitler reference, whether it matters or not. What, Chris? What? Chris said it was still World War I, the enemy's still Germany. Chris, I understand that. Baby steps, buddy. Baby steps. He picked one different war, one time. Let's celebrate that fact. Let's celebrate that fact. I mean, granted, the rest of it's ridiculous and ignorant. The truth is, he was talking about redistricting there. The only reason Democrats don't want Republicans to redistrict the way they have redistricted. Redistricted. That's a really hard thing to say all at once, Chris. Okay. I went to community college. I don't need your looks. The only reason they don't want Republicans doing it is because they would lose seats in the House, and they have essentially maxed out their redistricting, meaning they keep threatening to respond in kind, but they can't because they've already done it in all the states they control. Go look at the congressional maps. What they're worried about is Republicans finally doing it, finally responding. Remember, the left gained the power they gained in this country because we didn't fight. They gained it because they were the only ones fighting for it. We were too busy being hands off. It's not my business. Oh, well, I don't want to do that. And that's why we lost. What, Chris? Yeah. Chris said, now that the Texas Dems are back, we're going to arrest some of them, right? Nope, no arrests, no nothing. Threat after threat after threat. We'll vacate your seat. We're going to levy a heavy fine. We'll have you arrested. You committed a felony. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All bark, no bite. Typical GOP. Let's just send a truckload of male vitality stack from Chalk over there, Chris. that we'll have it delivered to the Texas legislature? It would actually be hilarious. Let's get a big truck with my face on it and my name, Bronco. We'll get a big truck. We'll drive right up to the legislature and just start handing out male vitality stacks. Here, I know you could use some testosterone. You sure could, too. Let's use natural herbal supplements to finally get some guts. And by the way, you and me, we need to take natural herbal supplements. Chalk has the best I have ever seen. There are synthetic estrogens all over the place. Plastics, it's all through the water. It's killing our testosterone in this country. The solution for this is Chalk. I never miss mine, ever. Actually, it's Monday, so today, refilled my little seven pill, my weekly little thing today that like old people have, refilled it today with my male vitality stack because I have it after breakfast every single morning, just like I did today. You want to feel like I feel all the time? Chalk.com/Jesse. CHOQ.com/Jesse. Jesse, who's the person slash persons responsible for selling off all our manufacturing to China? How did this happen? Nixon gets a lot of it, to be honest with you. Saddens me, but he does. They wanted to normalize relations with China. And look, this is a long, complicated story, but in an effort to do that, we chose to prop up the CCP of China instead of smashing them and cut a bunch of deals, and now they make all of our pharmaceuticals. That's a really healthy place to be.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Latest Taco Bell menu leak suggests several nostalgic items will return, and soon. Do not get your hopes up. I already looked through the whole article. The Mexi Melt is not part of this. New York Governor Kathy Hochul secretly pardoned a convicted killer to shield him from deportation. A reminder that voting for Democrats is an act of evil. Putin's bodyguards carried a poop suitcase to the Alaska summit. Here's why. Apparently, they kept all of his poop in a suitcase to avoid foreign intelligence people from gathering his poop. And what they would discover, they'd analyze it for signs of cancer and things like that, and then they would leak it to the world. I understand all that, and I understand it's Vladimir Putin, so you kind of have to do what he says, or you'll have to, or you'll also, quote, fall out of your apartment window. But who's the guy who has to carry the poop briefcase? That's tough. That's tough. Imagine telling your wife, honey, what'd you do today? Oh, UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon spends U.S. taxpayer money on gender diversity training and therapeutic yoga instruction. We wonder why so much of the world thinks America is this decadent, disgusting place. It's because they take our tax dollars and they use it on crap like this. All right. I know Trump put out that statement. Hopefully they're going to have a meeting. Hopefully. Let's hope at the back end of this, whenever they meet up somewhere, probably Switzerland, let's hope we finally end all this killing stuff, huh? Say a prayer for that tonight, and I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What God started in my life, He's going to finish.
The Joel Osteen Daily Podcast.
Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. What was meant for my harm, Lord, I want to thank you right now. You're turning to my advantage.
Your daily source of hope and encouragement.
Your second wind is on its way. God is about to breathe on your life in a new way.
Listen to the Joel Osteen Daily Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.